I'm chatting on the phone here with Mickey from Little Comet. Hello, Mickey.
Hi there.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the band. So you've been playing together for about 7 years now. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you feel the band has sort of developed over the years?
I think it's changed from its initial outset, which was very much we write all the songs in a rehearsal room all together as one.
Yeah.
One unit, and these days it's much more kind of all built from the ground up, really, from more done on the computer. So I'd say that's the biggest change in terms of how the band's been, really. We've just developed over time, really,
and yeah.
As the years have gone by. It's hard to, you know, when I look back over the years, it seems like a bit of a blur, really. It's been such a long time that it's hard to kind of pinpoint changes, really.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a, sort of a gradual change over the years.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. In terms of the way the songs are produced and written, it really has changed from being in a really cold rehearsal room where all the songs had to be fast,
yeah,
to keep warm, to being in like a bit more of a studio environment.
Yeah,
A bit more technical.
And your new album, Hope Is Just a State of Mind, comes out in just over 2 weeks now. What kind of place does that come from, sort of musically or lyrically?
My brother, Robert, he kind of he looks after all the lyrics, and I tend to go. I do more the music side, so it's been good. I mean, some of the songs were written over a year and a half ago, and then we've just been playing around with different ideas, and they've been very gradual in terms of the process of building them up. And other songs have happened really quickly towards the end of the album. Where there was a song in particular called "Gift of Sound," which is the "Gift of Sound," which is on the album.
Yeah,
we only wrote that a month before the album was meant to be finished, and we're debating even whether to put it on. But it just came together so quickly that we thought it would be a shame not to include it.
Yeah, and you've had a Pledge Music campaign going on for this album. Has that affected the way that you worked on the album in any way? Like, what was your thinking behind doing Pledge Music?
Well, Pledge Music, it offers a really great platform to be able to offer something more than just pre-order an album. There's a lot of things you can add on to having an album. We've been doing some really cool things. We've been running competitions. If you do pre-order an album, we will do a gig in somebody's house.
Yeah.
When we very first started, we used to do gigs around the country in different student houses and halls of residence, and it was nice to have the ability to get back to that.
Yeah.
And then we've done other things, like you can get personalised albums and drumsticks, or you can come do a sound check and meet us and eat with Ryder and all that sort of thing. So it's just a great platform to allow more interaction between us and the fans.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic for us.
Now, you mentioned Halls of Residence a minute ago, which is quite a convenient segue into what I was going to ask you about next. Now, you actually came to Warwick, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So if you could tell us a bit about like your time here at Warwick, what did you do? Where did you live? What was it like?
last I studied maths and physics.
Yeah.
I lived in Roots, Block A, on the top floor. So it was fantastic. I had a great time. It was just such good fun. And I do miss it. And it was just, met some great friends, who I'm still in contact with now. And then in my second year, I lived in Leamington Spa, where I think pretty much everybody lives there.
Yeah.
So it was just a really nice place to be and just so relaxing.
Yeah.
It was quite a long time ago now, and it was a shame because the Students' Union back in the day, it was kind of pretty much falling to pieces because they were always planning to do it up the next year.
Yeah.
And we just missed our year, just missed all the new changes.
Oh, that's a shame. It's looking looking very jazzy now. I don't know when the last time you were here was.
But well, I was there two or three weeks ago.
Oh, really?
I went to Students' Union. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't work out where things worked. It had changed so much.
Yeah.
I felt quite jealous of how it is now to compare to how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're going back on the road very soon, aren't you, with the band?
Yep.
Are you looking forward to being back on tour and playing some of the new material?
Yeah, it's really good fun. Some places we've not been back to in quite a long time. So it'd be nice to get back there, and it's good. It can be, it's strange because we've played a lot of places at the same time, but you don't, the thing with touring is you don't know how every night's going to be.
Yeah.
So it can change so much.
Yeah.
that kind of excitement before you go on stage, not knowing how the gig's going to be, is always good. So, and we love playing live because it's just so free.
Yeah.
So different to the studio stuff. So it's very, yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. We've got a week of rehearsals next week. And then we're doing some intimate gigs, which are sold on the Pledge Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fans get to choose a set list.
Yeah, I remember I was reading about that. Are there any tracks you're particularly sort of hoping will come up again that you maybe haven't played in a while? Or
they were in Newcastle about a month ago, and there was a song called Fiancé that we used to play years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I hadn't played it in years, and I'd only just learned it on the way up in the car. I've got a really bad long-term memory.
Yeah.
So I'd pretty forgotten it, but to play it again was really good fun. So there's like four or five songs like that I'm hoping will get chosen. It's very rare we're going to ever get to play them again.
Which tracks are those? Are you happy to say?
Yeah, this is a track called Fiancé, which was good fun, and then another song called Friday Don't Need It.
Yeah.
Which I quite like some of the older ones. My brother, Robert, he doesn't like them so much. I quite like doing Lost Time as well, but that, again, that's the one Rob doesn't like, but I've got a secret.
Oh, no, does Rob not like Lost Time?
No, he doesn't even like that one.
Oh, that's a terrible shame.
He thinks the lyrics aren't very good, I think that's the problem with it.
Oh.
I quite like it, though.
Oh, I like it as well. Are there any tracks from the new album you're particularly looking forward to transferring from the studio to live?
It's difficult to say because you don't know how they're going to translate.
Yeah.
So we're not rehearsing them yet. It's often a surprise as to which ones work better than others.
Yeah.
So there's some songs I'm excited about playing because there's some parts I like, and there's other ones where I'm thinking that could be really difficult.
Yeah.
Until we get in the rehearsal room, it's literally, I couldn't say I don't know how it's going to turn out. It'll be unexpected. It's always unexpected. The ones that you think are going to be hard are sometimes the ones that really work well.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. Could be a long week.
Yeah. Over the last year, it's quite impressive actually. You've released 3 EPs and now the album as well. So what are your upcoming plans? I mean, you've released this mass of music. What's next?
Well, I'm having a bit of a break this month really to try and just recoup, because the last month of finishing the album was exceedingly intense. It was crazy. I was working from 7:30 in the morning till 5:00, and then from 7:30 at night till 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I was literally not sleeping. From that intensity, it's nice to have a bit of a break.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, then we've got a lot of touring to come. But as soon as we're off the road, we'll just be back to writing and recording. Because it was just, you know, even if we weren't in the band or whatever happened with Little Comets, me and my brother would still write and record music. It's something that you just can't. We'll never stop doing. I was watching a documentary about Jeff Lynne from ELO.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's in his 60s now, but his whole house, he's got this beautiful house in LA, and every room is part of the studio. Like, every room's wired in the studio. And
yeah.
He just continues to record. He just absolutely loves it. And I think it's the same with us, which no matter what happens, we'll still be writing and recording music. So as soon as we stop touring with that, yeah, we'll be back to it, really.
Yeah, that's...
Hopefully with less time pressure, though.
Yeah,
it's hard working under a strict deadline.
Yeah, so it was really tight, was it, then, with the new album? And I know you said you weren't sleeping, but was it, like, the final...
Yeah, it was 3 songs that we needed to record, basically, and luckily they came together really quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the songs that took a long time to... It was a real fight to get them where we wanted to get them.
Yeah.
But other ones, the last 3, luckily, just slotted into place.
Yeah.
Really well. But it was still, just getting everything done was just very, very close to, it was literally right up to the deadline. It was probably student style. The way I was a student anyway, I was very much leave it on the last minute.
I think we're all a bit like that, yeah.
I mean, I should have, you know, learned to organise my time down by now, but it's, yeah.
It's nice to know it's not just students who end up pushing things all the way. Brilliant. Thank you so much for this interview opportunity. It's been lovely
speaking to
you.
Thanks for having us.
I look forward to seeing you on tour in March.
Yeah, I think we'll play in Birmingham on the 7th of March. That's probably, for any Warwick students who want to come and see the band, that's probably the closest, I think, they will get to Warwick.
Yeah, and I heartily recommend to any listeners also going to see this band. They're absolutely wonderful.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Thank you.